Cure for the Common Heart. By Greg Brockman. Early one morning, before spring of this year, I was awakened by an intense presence of the Lord. I got out of bed to go pray, but then I was overwhelmed by His Spirit. I don't know how long I stood at the foot of the bed in the dark, tears streaming as the Lord poured out His Spirit. Eventually my wife, Crystal, woke and asked, "What are you doing?" "I don't know," I answered. "But I am being filled with the Holy Ghost." Not wanting to keep her awake and needing private time with the Lord, I made my way to the living room. There I stood weeping as the presence of the Lord overflowed. At that point He began to speak to my heart. He, very uncharacteristically, reminded me of a sin I had committed 14 years ago. It was something I had done just out of the blue. I was living for the Lord, but just did something I had no business doing. I was standing there hearing the Lord as plainly as I have ever heard Him. He said, "I have forgiven you for that, and now you need to forgive yourself." In my mind I began to wonder how important it really was to forgive myself. I mean, didn't I know better? Didn't I deserve to hold myself in contempt for such behavior? Then I heard the voice of the Lord again as He spoke in a way that shook me to the core of my being. He said, "When you know that I have forgiven you and you refuse to forgive yourself, it is because you esteem your opinion higher than mine." I fell to my knees as I realized the pride that was in my heart. How could I esteem my opinion so highly? I answered Him, "Of course, Lord, I forgive myself. And thank you for setting me free from that bondage." As 14:3 says, "Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts, and placed before them that which causes them to stumble into iniquity." On that day, the Lord revealed to me an idol I had placed in my heart, and the idol was my own opinion. How many are bound up by their own unforgiveness? How many refuse to forgive someone else knowing that the Lord has forgiven them? How many of us hold ourselves hostage, holding ourselves to a higher standard out of pride, and refuse forgiveness for our own actions? I believe today in our nation, the number one idol is opinion. It is opinion that is based not on God's Word, but on the imaginations of men's hearts. It is based on ideas and thoughts that flow from a corrupt heart full of pride. We reason with ourselves and determine through our own experiences and those of others what is right and what is wrong. But it is the Word of God that will prevail. No opinion is higher than His. No thought that we have as individuals or as a nation will cast a shadow on His thoughts. No opinion that we hold dear, that we admire, or that we disdain will hinder His plan or thwart His purpose. To turn to God with our whole heart means that we forsake our pride, that we turn our opinions over to Him, that we represent His opinion, and that we die to our own. The words, "Well, I believe such and such," must give way to the Word, "This is what the Word of God says," and may it be so from this day on in my heart and in yours. So be it.